This weekend, they're stopping traffic on one of Washington, D.C.'s landmark streets, Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where more than 1,000 volleyball players from across the U.S. and Canada have gathered to bump, set, and spike in an annual tournament with unusual rules. Instead of 6 players, each team must have 9. And as NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports, the competition is for Asians only.
Skyball, skyball! Over. Right here, right here, right here.
The ball darts over the net after a swift pass and dump by 17-year-old Justin Ewan and his teammates. This practice volleyball rally in an empty Maryland parking lot isn't exactly like the men's competition you've seen at the Olympics.
It's a bigger court. The net's a little bit lower. Also, you're allowed to get one more touch off the net.
Off net! Off net!
Most of my Asian friends are from here. I don't really have that many Asian friends at school.
Justin is captain of the Young Bloods, a group of teens and 20-somethings who practice on weekends in shorts and shades. They play a street version of volleyball known as Nine Man. It became popular generations ago in Chinatowns around the country. All of Justin's teammates are of Asian descent. Well, almost all. Wait, what's your name?
Teddy. Teddy Lee. That's my official name.
The Chinese Lee?
Yeah, the Chinese Lee. But my real name is Teddy Kwende.
Teddy, who's African-American, originally from Cameroon, goes by 2 names. That's because tournament rules require players to have East or Southeast Asian ancestors. The official rulebook also says at least 6 players on the court per team must be, quote, 100% Chinese. So Teddy only plays during practices. Organizers say these requirements preserve the game's cultural history. Wallace Lee, a coach and board member of the North American Chinese Invitational Volleyball Tournament, says questions about a player's race or ethnicity usually don't come up.
But if it's a really good player and they don't look Asian, then you're going to definitely, you know, get some questions. I guess that's just human nature.
Get on the pass, okay? I have not seen one good pass yet. Let's go! The serve is not that hard. Let's go!
Nine-man volleyball runs deep in Jeff Ewan's family.
This was our fun time. It's a Chinese version of standing in the backyard throwing a baseball with your dad.
Ewan remembers practicing nine-man as a teenager with his father and younger brothers on Saturday afternoons. Now at 53, Ewan spends his weekends helping to coach his teenage nephews. He says they're growing up in a Chinese community that's no longer concentrated in Chinatown tenements. Instead, it's spread out across suburbs.
The tournament is a way of trying to get the community to just come back together and say, hey, how you been doing? How's your kids?
The sounds of a community reconnecting and playing ball. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
Hansi covers race, ethnicity, and culture for NPR's Code Switch team. This is NPR News.